One of the most common questions I get is, Trey, like, bring me through the exact, like, phase of like, how you acquire a lead, how you get that lead to reach out to you and to apply to join your team, and then how do you close them? Like, what is the exact process that you do? Do you do, you know, a Facebook group, an ATM group? Do you do a Zoom call? Like, what do you do? How do you get them in your team? All that. Let's talk about it.
We aren't like other MLMers who have to beg, bug, and chase friends to join a business. And we aren't desperate enough to turn our newsfeed into a billboard just to make a quick buck. In this podcast, you're going to see how real marketers like you and I build a profitable business inside MLM without all the fake it till you make it bullshit. My name is Trey Bear, and you're listening to MLM Misfits Podcast.
All right, my friend, so this will be kind of a short thing because in my opinion, I think this is the easiest way to do this, and I'll try to break down each step of the way and kind of go in of like why other strategies that I've done don't work well and why this strategy is just time and time again, like this is just proven to work for me, okay? So I mentioned before, you know, I've done the cold calling, I've done the hotel meetings, the home parties, I did it. I did it because I was just hungry. I was just like, you know what? I'm going in. Let's just rip it up. And there was times that I was like, I don't want to do a home party because number one, I don't really like to get dressed up. Like I'm a V-neck and jeans type of guy. Even like right now I'm wearing these like army pants, I guess you could say. But like I'm just wearing a V-neck and army pants and Crocs. Like that to me is like perfect. My typical outfit is like cutoff shirt, some shorts, and some Nikes, and like we're good. And a backwards hat. Like that's, I'm just not trying to really go too crazy. Like that's me. I'm comfortable, right? And so like having people come over. Number one, I don't want to dress up. Number two, I don't want to clean my house. Number three, I have kids. Number four, I don't want to entertain. Like this is my house. This is where I just relax and I just chill. Like. Can you just get out of my house? Can you get out of my house by like 8 o'clock? Cause I'm ready to go to bed. Like I'm an old grandpa. I'm last night I was in bed at 8:30. I got lots of sleep and that's just what I like to do. But I don't know. I guess I'm an introvert. I don't really like to go out and be in front of a lot of people. I just like to just do my thing at home and just chill and unwind. And if I wanted to sit in my fucking underwear, then I'll do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how I am. So home parties, I never really liked, enjoyed them. I don't know if I really did that many hotel meetings. I think I did two in my lifetime. A lot of cold messaging, some cold calling. I had results from cold calling, but I just hated it because it was just so awkward. I hated getting hung up on. I hated the whole thing. It was just, I felt like I was a telemarketer. And it just was weird. But the process that I truly love, number one, is being a good marketer that gets people to be like, okay, I want to work with that guy. And so you will always hear me talk about like my content, how content is king, and you should always be producing content because that really does a good job of getting people to know they can trust you, especially through video marketing. I do that. But where I get a lot of my people is because they find my content, or pretty soon I'll be, you know, be ripping out my ads and they'll be, you know, obviously discovering my ads and stuff like that. But most people either find my content or they're from an ad, but from there they go into a funnel. Okay. So I get traffic through my content or through, you know, paid traffic, and then they go into a funnel. Now this could be through a free lead magnet that I have to offer. I've got right now, a social media content planner that's still out there. I think I've got like 12 curiosity posts to help you get leads and sales. I think that's still out there. There's a bunch of different lead magnets that are out there probably still to this day that are generating some leads. You know, I've got a free webinar. I've got my Facebook group that I'm in there dishing out content in there as well. And so people are finding my stuff and they're going into these lead magnets or these offers that they're finding. And sometimes they're paid offers. Like pretty soon you'll be seeing me running a challenge. You'll be seeing some other stuff that I'm being putting out there as well. And so people are coming in through there, but they're going into a funnel. Now, once they have gone and they've gotten a lead magnet or whatever, they're put on an email follow-up campaign. Okay. You've also heard this called email autoresponders. In the emails, majority of them, I'm telling my story so that they will relate and connect with me. I'm telling some of my lowest lows so that, like, holy shit, like, he's way more relatable. I never knew that about him. and telling them a little bit more of my story about, like, my journey to success as I'm, like, going up the hill to accomplishing it. And the downfalls, the ups, all that stuff. I'm sharing all that because I want them to connect and relate to me and trust me, right? It's, know that, like, oh my God, he's just like me. There's nothing different. You know, he just follows this system to a T. And so in those emails, like, I'm doing a lot of storytelling. I'm doing a lot of, sharing other people's stories, success stories. I'm giving value to help people who want to learn how to make money online or who want to learn more about network marketing. I'm sharing a lot of that stuff. But one of the key things in the emails that you'll see at the bottom of almost every single email is either what we call a footer, or you'll see a PS statement. Okay, so let's talk about that. A footer. So a footer are the links at the bottom of your email. So I think, I don't have my laptop in here, but couple of the links are like that I have are like, hey, here's my podcast, here's my YouTube channel. Like, those are ways that people can go and find more of my content and get a little bit next step with me, right? There's also, there will be like my challenge that I'll be running, like I mentioned, but there's another link on there that's like, have you ever considered working with me? Or I can't remember how I worded it, but have you ever considered working together? If so, click here, okay? So look, click there and they will go to what's what I call an application funnel. Okay, so it's an application funnel where people will hear my story. They'll see exactly, you know, what, you know, that I'm just like them again. They'll hear my pain points. And my goal is to try to connect with them and relate to them and show them, like, look, I'm just like you, no difference. Maybe I was even worse than you. Like, you know, but the point is, like, my shit stinks. I'm nothing crazy and nothing special. I just followed this exact system. And at the very end of it, I'm like, hey, you know, if you're someone who wants to work closely with me and you want to, you know, join my team and you know, see what I bring to the table and what you bring to the table, why don't we hop on a phone, on a call, or, you know, I'll shoot you a message. But anyways, all I'm asking them to do is, like, say, you know, in that video, I'm like, look, if you relate to this, you connect to this, and you're someone who wants to work more closely with me, there's a form right below this video. Fill that out and I'll get in touch with you. And that's literally it. And I get a lot of people who fill that out. And so they fill out that application, and I do one of two things. Number one is I immediately go and look at the answers that they have. Is this someone who's a good candidate? Is this someone that I want to spend my time working with? Is this someone who has the right mindset? Is this someone that I would have to, you know, babysit and handhold? Or is this someone who's like, yeah, like, man, I'm like, I really want to just join and I want to make money and I'm serious about this. If it's a yes, then what I'll probably do is I'll go look at their social media site and see, like, okay, are they putting out content? Are they adding value? Are they just being super spammy? Are they not posting at all? Like, all those things I'm looking at to see, is this someone who's going to need a lot of coaching or just kind of can get it, right? And so I'm looking at those things. And if from there, if I'm like, okay, this is someone that I want to get in contact with, I'll either shoot them a message online. Because I ask in the form, like, hey, what's your social media URL? Because I want to go look at their stuff, right? But I'll once I'm like, yeah, this is a good candidate, I'll message them, like, hey, so you fill out that form. When's the best time to talk? And do you prefer Messenger or do you prefer phone? Now, some people don't want to get on the phone, and that's cool with me. I don't care. But I like getting on the phone because I like to talk. I like talking to people over the phone. Plus, I've noticed, like, it's easier for me to close people over the phone because they hear your voice. It's just much more real and stuff like that versus Messenger. There's no distractions, anything like that, right? And so from application to, let's just say, phone or Messenger, from there, I'm going to ask them a series of questions. And these are called closing questions. But first, you know, I want to hear a little bit of their backstory, where they're from, what they're into, where they live, all that stuff. I'll ask them those questions, see if I can connect and relate with them a little bit more. And then from there, I'm like, okay, you know, let's talk about, like, what are your goals, what you're looking to accomplish, what have you tried in the past? Like, I'll just ask them a bunch of series of questions. And then at the end, I'm like, okay, like, this is what you're missing. And this is what you want to accomplish, you know? And if I see, like, I can help you go from where you're at to where you want to be, if I can see and I know that path, which most likely if you're on the phone with me and you want help with me inside network marketing, I do know that path. And so I can say, okay, cool, this is what you told me that you want and what's missing and the struggles that you're having, and this is exactly what you want to achieve. Do you want my help? And that's, I don't say anything from there. If the answer is either no, I got this, I'll YouTube it for the next 7 years, which is fine, or yeah, I do want your help. Okay, cool. So if you want my help, this is what you're going to do. And then I'll just redirect them what to do. I tell them, here, go to my link right here. Click on this link. I'm going to send you a link. Click on that. And then I'm going to say, you know, from there, I want you to go on this page, fill out your information. And then you're going to buy this package or this package, whatever package you want. This is the one of these. There's shitloads of different packages that you can get, honestly. But anyways, you're going to pick out one of these packages. And then once you've signed up, then I'm going to unlock our training and our onboarding system. And there we go. That's it. That's literally it. That's exactly how it is. Oh, no. Let's back up. Because you're probably thinking, well, Trey, wait. How do they know what company you're with? How do I know? I definitely missed a step. And so what I'll do is when I'm talking to them, whether it's on the phone or through Messenger, I'll ask those questions. Okay, do you want my help? Then what I will do is I'll say, okay, well, look, here's the company that we're with. Here are the products that we're with. It's this niche, but you don't have, this is the company that we're with, basically. This is the company that we're with, and this is the stuff that we offer. And then what I do is I say, here's a link to a video. I want you to go watch that video. And then look, from that video, I'm going to know whether you're someone who's absolutely serious about getting started or if you're not, because that video is essentially 10 minutes long. And so in about 10 minutes, I'm either going to hear from you or I'm not going to hear from you. And if I don't hear from you, that'll tell me you're not interested. If I do hear from you, it's either you have a couple questions that you want clarified, and then we'll be getting started. Does that make sense? And they say, yes, it does. And so I like to give them that option and be very transparent about that, because I don't want them to feel pressured into signing up. I don't do that like hard sell bullshit. I'm just very honest. I'm like, look, here's the link. I want you to go watch that video. And I'll explain to you why I do a video here in a second. But here's a link. Go watch that video. And from there, you're going to know, hey, do I want to do this? If I don't, then I'm probably never gonna hear from you. If you do, I'll probably hear from you in about 10 minutes. And it's just very clear. Okay. Now, why do I send a video? So I had this question the other day. Trey, do you use ATM groups, ad tag message groups? We have them, but I don't use them. Our upline has them, but I don't use them because, in my opinion, if someone's coming to me from YouTube or Instagram and they don't have Facebook, then that's going to be a real pain in the ass. Be like, hey, get in this group. And like, another thing is, and I hate this, is like when someone's like hot, like, hey, I'm very, very serious. I just talked with Trey. I want to know what this thing is. Like, with the way Facebook works is like you have to add them and then they have to accept permission. And then once they accept permission, then I got to go in and tag them. And sometimes when you tag them, you can't actually tag them. It's like just such a pain in the balls. And so I'm like, you know what? Just watch this video. And so the reason I do the video, and it's not a video that I've made, I think corporate made it, honestly, but it's a good video. It's a video that just explains everything. And if they want to go do the research after that, they totally can. I don't care. But the video will do majority of the explaining of everything, you know, compensation plan, the products, you know, the history, all that stuff. It'll do all the selling for me so I don't have to. And another reason I like that is, number one, I don't have to do all the selling. But number two, if they decide to join and they, you know, want to, you know, they have people who come to them and say, hey, give me some information on what you're doing, they just got to send them a video. Boom. There's duplication, right? And so it's just really easy just to send a link. It's no big deal. And then what's cool about the video is, and some people are like, well, I don't want to send them a video because what happens if they go sign up with someone else? Well, I mean, I've had that happen maybe, I think I've had that like once or twice. That's it. But, you know, if they're going to sign up with someone else, they're just going to sign up with someone else. There's nothing you can do about it. But what I like about the video is it always says, get back to the person who sent you to this video. So it's like, no one's really going to go anywhere. But that's the process. So like after they watch the video, then I'm like, okay, like they're either, no, they're not interested, or they are interested. And if they are interested, it's like, hey, here's my link to sign up. Choose one of the packages. Once I get the notification that you've purchased and that you've signed up, and you don't need a notification. You can say like, after you're done buying it, come back and let me know that you got started. And then from there, you can enroll, you know, get them in your onboarding system. So you should absolutely have an onboarding system for when people sign up, you can just plug them into it so they can get started and they can start making money. Like that's, you don't want to be that guy who has to train them on everything. Just have an onboarding system so that you can train the masses so that when they sign people up, they can use the same exact system as well. Duplication, right? So that's it. That is it. It's number one, I either have content that's out there that's doing a lot of work for me. Number two, I have a funnel that's capturing their email list, other emails so that I can follow back up with them, which is number three, having a follow-up system. And like I said, have that link in your emails where it's like, if you ever wanted to work, if you ever consider making money from home or ever consider working more closely with me, if so, just click here. Again, it brings them to a page where there's that video and a form on there. And then once the people fill out the form, then you just got to contact them and just follow the closing questions and then point them to a video and then get them to sign up. And if they don't sign up, there's a shitload more people to talk to. It's all good. So that's all I do. That's from step one to whatever, step seven, whatever. I appreciate it. And I really hope to help. If it does, take a screenshot of this and let me know. I like seeing your feedback. I like to see like what is good, what sucks. And the only way I can hear that is obviously getting feedback from you. So take a screenshot, upload it on Instagram. Take a screenshot of this podcast episode, upload it on Instagram, tag me, or just shoot me a message like, dude, this episode was dope. So let me know. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of MLM Misfits Podcast. And listen, it's no secret that MLM is changing. The whole game of network marketing is changing and for the good. And I don't want you to miss it. So listen, I'm running this live webinar where I'm going to teach you how to recruit rock stars in your downline on autopilot without having to send any prospecting messages and without having to sacrifice your life for menial success. If you want access to that webinar, I want you to go to marketlikeamisfit.com and get your spot registered. I will see you there over at marketlikeamisfit.com. Peace!